You can't sit back on the heel. You got to just, you know, just go full tilt. Because once you lay back on the heel, that's when he's going to hit you. So you just got to lay, like I said, you got to lay your ear back, go at him, you know, strap up. You got to strap up his straps and just, you know, see what happens and play within, you know, the white line.
How much of special teams would you say is contagious? In other words, you guys have had it going, other than the week's return, you've had a lot kind of going in the last 5-6 weeks, mass, they seem to have it going, all that stuff. Is it contagious?
Oh, yeah, especially kickoff. We try to, you know, try to get the sideline going. We try to, you know, right before kickoff, we try to, you know, get the crowd into it and just feed off the crowd. And once the crowd's up, the team's going to feed off the crowd. And so if we can just do that, do our part, you know, as a kickoff team or as a special teams, I mean, and give her a chance to, you know, that much of a chance to win, then, you know, we've done our part. And, of course, we got to go down and cover also. But no, that's just one small part of, you know, getting you know, the fan base into it and, you know, shutting them down.
From your perspective, what makes Hester so good?
Just the fact that ability that he can run, his vision, just being able to see the creases, break tackles. I mean, he's not the tallest guy in the world, so he has he's a low center of gravity, and he basically runs like a human joystick. I mean, he's like what the greatest, you know, returner, you know, so far that we've come across. So, like I said, I mean, enough said. I mean, that's Devin Hester. I mean, he's proved to you guys, he's proved to the world that, you know, why he's the greatest and why he's the best and why, you know, he's done what he's done.
He seems to do stuff that you can't do on that. I mean,
right. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, yeah.
You can't replicate it.
You definitely can't. He's one of a kind. You know, just the way he comes off steam, the way he breaks tackles, just the way he cuts, you know. Like I said, it's one of a kind.
One of the things that Sean was talking about is the change of speed that he has.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, he was talking about how that alters your tackling angles. Can you kind of, from your person perspective, can you kind of tell us what that means and how that works? Because he'd be setting you up and then bursting on you.
Yeah. What Hester likes to do when he catches the ball, he likes to kind of work sideways, try to get everybody moving to the side, see if there's any seams. And once he does that, he hits it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what makes him so great, is when he hits it, man, you better watch out. You gotta slow him down somehow. You gotta have some guys, you know, knife at his legs, hit something, you know. And that's what he's done in the past, where he just kind of moves a little bit to the side and, you know, gets the kind of punt coverage to move. And he sees those seams. And like I said, once he hits it, he's hard to stop because, I mean, everybody's momentum is going at him. And so they're running past him. So once he hits it, he's moving pretty fast. And he gets there pretty fast also. Maybe in like a couple steps, he's full speed. So that's definitely another, another obstacle, you know, with Devin Hester.
When you contain him, as you did the last time, does that mean you've kind of found the formula? Or are you still at risk again? I mean, you know, in other words, relatively well against him the previous game.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you've found a way to contain him, or is it like it could, like a time bomb still?
I wouldn't say there's a formula. I wouldn't say it's like a time bomb either. It's just, you know, it depends on what happens, you know, it could be a bad punt. You never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to go cover.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens, happens. But if we get him down, we get him down. But we do know, you know, our assignments. We do have a scheme towards it. But like I said, you know, we just got to get it done.
Was there anything in particular you corrected from the first game when he did?
I think just be more conscious of the field length of what he, you know what I'm saying, like the seams, like when he pulls the punt team over sideways, he likes to look for those seams, so we've got to make sure we stay in those seams. Like I said, it's not really like the formula. We've got to be solid in our coverage and put a cage, I guess you could say, around them. So and once we do that, it's hard for anybody to get through. But you definitely got to stay conscious because it's Hester, of, you know, the field lanes and, you know, what he's capable of doing.
I feel obligated to ask you about Daniel Manning, because he too is a good returner.
Yes, he is.
Nobody ever really considers him, I guess, especially in these situations.
Yeah.
Hester. But, you know,
they have two other returners. They have Daniel Manning and Johnny Knox.
Right.
Who are both, you know, amazing returners who return for touchdowns, all of them. Mm-hmm. So like I said, it's not just Hester that we got to worry about. We got to worry about Knox and Daniel Manning. So Daniel Manning, he's definitely, you know, a physical runner. He's a different runner, but at the same time, he can still hurt you because he's so violent. You know, he's gonna run straight, and he's gonna try to pound the ball. And we're gonna come with it, but you know, he just runs with such a force and so violent. But we just gotta be ready for whoever we come across.
Part of history, this rivalry, this is just the biggest chapter of it,
baby.
How fun is it just to be part of it?
It's a great opportunity just to play, you know, be part of the Packer organization, and you know, just the whole rivalry, you know, the whole, you know, the, you know, longest rivalry in NFL history, and being in the playoff game against them, just a perfect opportunity, you know, to show what we can do, and hopefully we can get it done, and just keep advancing.